Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've run into a roadblock on our draft in terms of making it sound good, Donnie. Pony has, as usual, labeled this like a complete psycho, and I can't find the da-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na. How hard is it for one person to have a sound effect and just label it clearly sound effect, draft sound effect? Is it too much to ask for this guy? It's probably labeled in here deliberately so that nobody else can find it. Hold on. I'm going to find something better then. Let me see if this is good. No. Maybe, do we have a... I wanted to see if we had like Hacksaw doing just, ho, and that would be how we announced each pick. Do we have that like cut off somewhere?
I don't have him just doing that.
Hold on. He has other stuff labeled as sound effects, and he just doesn't have that. How? How is this guy this way? Why is he the way he is, Donnie? Can you at least play it? Hold on. Let me see if I got one more thing. Nope. He doesn't even have that. He doesn't even have, like, NFL primetime music. Unbelievable psycho behavior. All right. I guess we're having a draft without that sound effect. I don't even want to text him about it because he'll just be cackling over there by the side.
I think I can pull it up.
If you can get it. If you can't get it, eh, so be it. Where'd you find it? Where did you get it?
I just have my own routes.
All right. Here's how this draft works. You got to pick one from the Penguins, one from the Pirates, one from the Steelers, and then one from Pitt Athletics. A freshman for Pitt, a rookie in every other sense for those teams. The best rookie seasons in Pittsburgh sports history. The draft commences now. Intern Sonny Gray is the first pick. Donnie?
You know what? Last time I was here, I'll be honest. I wish I sounded more confident. I mean, you told me I literally sounded like Tristan Jarry in a post-game interview. So I'm going to try to be a bit more confident this time.
Assert yourself. Shoulders back, chest forward here.
And I'm going to assert myself with the sport I am most comfortable with and an easy pick. We're going Sidney Crosby, first overall.
Okay. I mean... I thought you were going to do something very different there. I'm happy you picked Sidney Crosby. He was very good as a rookie. He was great even as a rookie. The team still stunk, though, and there were other guys who were better. Donnie, how do you feel about Sonny Gray? He's trying to fake it till he makes it here. That's what I sense.
I think he tried to throw me off back here. It sounded like his strategy going in was to stay away from his sport of expertise because I think he knew multiple in the hopper. And I don't know. Now I'm kind of worried that he's a little nervous under the bright lights in there.
I know.
He said, oh, I'm going to fall back to hockey.
Right. I feel like he's gone and he just went back to that comfortable bosom of hockey. All right, Donnie.
I mean, if anything, I think this sets you up very well for your spot.
I have certain things I can do here, yes. Your turn. I know who you're picking.
I'm striking while the iron's hot here. I'm taking Skeens.
I mean, it's easy.
I mean, he...
Incredible that you got him at number two overall.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to argue like, oh, he's only 11 starts in.
He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if anybody else that we named during this exercise you could actually argue was the became the best player in his sport or best player at his position.
All I wanted, if Sonny was going to be first pick, I just wanted to be second pick because I was going to take Skeen. So I can't even lie to you and say that, like, oh, yes, this is my master plan.
If Tony was here, he would just argue why Skeens is a bad pick, even though he's
he would, the last year. No, here's what Pony would have done. Let's be very clear. He would have rigged it so he got the first pick, and then he would have taken Paul Skeens and said all other arguments are invalid for any other player in this thing. All right. Well, we're waiting. I mean, I will go back to hockey because it's the only guy who I think among this entire list feels larger than life at times when he was on his game. Lemieux was still, 100 points in 73 games. He won the Calder Trophy. Noteworthy, Sidney Crosby did not even win the Calder for Rookie of the Year. Ovechkin did. So I'll take Lemieux in the 84-85 season. He's 19 years old. He's in the Wild West era of the NHL, when things were just very different. And he put up 100 points in a very short period of time. I didn't want to make this pick. I was hoping I was going to get Paul Skeens, but it didn't happen. All right, next one. Now, here's where I'm torn, because I think I can rip your guts out, Donnie, with this pick. But I think it's more of a team award I would be giving this player. But screw it. I'm going to go with it here. He went 14-0 as a starter at the most pressure-packed position in sports, and he did, despite all the Steelers did to try to make him comfortable, he did still deliver the goods in big games. The playoffs weren't as good, obviously. They definitely should have lost to the Jets, but Ben Roethlisberger went 14-0 in the regular season as a rookie who wasn't expected to play. I am a hater, yes, but I'm not that much of a hater. I got to pick Big Ben. Big Ben.
I like the pick, Malzy.
I have to.
I have some other Steelers in the hopper.
Well, now, hold on. I'll say this quickly. I had a hipster Steelers pick written down here, and I wanted to go with it, but everyone would have wrote, because if you're in my position and Skeens and Crosby are off the board, you have to go Lemieux Roethlisberger. Everyone roasts you and says you're getting too cute, and I get accused of that in these drafts all the time. I'm not going to be the victim of that anymore. Anyway.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about my hockey player until the end, really, or until, I guess, whenever I want to.
Hockey's the only one where you have, like, carte blanche here, so yes, so you can wait down there and make that pick four.
You just picked your Steeler.
Yep.
I have picked my Pirate. I am actually going to go with my Pitt player here.
Damn it. Please.
And
please.
I am going to take Mr. Tony Dorsett. Almost 1,600 yards, 5.5 yards per carry as a freshman at Pitt in 1973, 12 touchdowns from scrimmage, an outstanding first season with the Panthers.
I mean,
Dorsett's my guy there.
Great. I mean, great pick. There's nothing I can say. I wanted to pick him. I desperately wanted to pick him and was prevented from doing so. Very good pick. All right, over to intern Sonny Gray.
All right, it's Pitt time. We're going Pitt basketball, and it will be Melvin Bennett. I was suggested this one before the show today.
Oh!
I had a little help.
Yeah!
And I like it.
Melvin Bennett.
Well, he's the hoops guy. You're going to have to...
I mean, I know who told him that. But
or did I just get completely like pranked?
No,
here?
I don't think you got bamboozled. It's just a guy that I had never really thought of. Let me see here. He doesn't even have though. He doesn't even have a like a college basketball reference page. Paul Alexander told him to do that. He went to Peabody. He went to Pitt for 2 years, and then he got went into the NBA draft. Played for the Pacers for a little bit, played for teams that weren't NBA teams like the Hawaii Volcanoes. But I can't even find him right now. I can't find him on college basketball reference. Mel Bennett, power forward, 6'7", 200 pounds. I don't know. I'm left wanting here.
Was I led astray?
No.
Not entirely?
I mean, I don't think you were, but here, college stats. Mel Bennett, let's see if we got him here. Yeah, I mean, he averaged his freshman, his only year at Pitt. He averaged 10-10. Pretty good pick. I mean, Alexander's going to come bursting in here like the Kool-Aid man telling us we don't know what from what, but that might have lost Sonny the draft, though, because I think most of our listeners are going to be like, really? That's your Pitt player with all the other guys on the board? All right, Sonny, third pick. This is not going better for you than it did the first time. I'm not going to lie here.
Oh, boy. All right, well.
Whoa.
Okay.
Just go with it. You haven't spoken confidently. You're again giving me Tristan Jarry vibes here. I feel like you just let in 4 goals on 20 shots.
My third pick is Jimmy Williams of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Was that confident enough for you?
It was more confident. Jimmy Williams.
I'm making him do the research today.
Wait a minute.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Who knows?
Hold on. You're taking a guy who played his rookie year in 1899? Jimmy Williams.
He did have 27
no,
triples.
No, he led
cow.
The league in triples. The guy was a triples and doubles machine. He was probably there in the days of Johnny Dickshot, Eagle Eye. Was he around when Glasscock was playing? I mean, he could have been. Jimmy Williams? He had a 946 OPS. It's a good pick. I honestly did not know a man named Jimmy Williams existed. If you're doing something like an intern Dom routine where you're just picking randoms now, I kind of like it. All right, Donnie, we got to hustle now.
Back to me here?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take my Steeler because I think I'm pretty set in stone with who my hockey player will be. I'm going to go with Franco Harris. 1972 rookie campaign, over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. Remember, just 14 games back then as well, so 1,000 yards actually meant more.
Mm-hmm.
5.6 yards per carry, actually the best of his career, believe it or not.
Yeah, he was a monster as a rookie.
And to top it all off, he did win the Rookie of the Year. To top it all off, he just happened to make the most famous play in league history as a rookie.
You don't have to defend that one to me. I think that's good. All right, so you have hockey left, but I've already taken it. So I've got free reign on Pirates. I've also got free reign on Pitt here. It doesn't matter how I do these. Okay. And I have the next two picks anyway, so who cares? Here we go. Come on. Oh.
You got the abbreviated.
I got the... What are we doing here? This is very poorly run right now. Mainly my fault. I think I got to go with the guy who won Rookie of the Year. I mean, I was tempted to say Zach Duke here because he had his nice little 14 start run, but he was getting lucky. Let's be honest, he was pitching to contact. He had a great run. He had a 1.18 ERA, so he was awesome statistically. I'm going with Jason Bay though. He won Rookie of the Year. He had 282, 907 OPS, 26 bombs, 82 knocked in. That guy was good immediately for a team that needed him to be. Yeah, I'm taking Jason Bay.
I feel like he has like a forgotten
he
great
does.
Rookie year just because of how the team was at
he
that
does.
Point. He was a very good player.
And I was in the locker room as a young pup, as an intern, covering the team. I don't think I had been in any locker rooms really before that. And I turned while we were doing an interview, and I was like trying to see who else was walking out to be interviewed. And there was Jason Bay across the room's bare ass cheeks was the first thing I saw, Donnie. That is a fact. Zach Duke, by the way, in that locker room, let me tell you something about Zach Duke. Did not look like a classic pro athlete, necessarily. I would not say Zach Duke was getting in his cardio and his
dad
lifts.
Dad bod quality.
A lot of dad bod qualities, yes. Yes. All right, last one here. All right, I think Pitt freshman here is where I have, I could pick from a lot. You know I love Larry Fitzgerald, but I think Shady McCoy is the pick. He was objectively better as a freshman. 1,328 rushing yards, 14 rushing touchdowns. He had a receiving TD. He had over 1,500 scrimmage yards. And when Shady McCoy was a freshman, he was the weapon on that team. He just dominated. And Fitz made people look silly, ball in the air. Shady made people look very, very silly trying to tackle him with the lateral jukes and everything else. It was a close pick there because Fitz is like my all-time favorite Panther, I would say. But Shady McCoy, I think, gets the edge. He didn't have as good of a second year as Fitz had. Fitz was should have won the Heisman. Hello, Bob Smizek. Hello, Cookie. But I go with Shady McCoy. There
it
we go.
It also should have won that 13-9 game by more points.
Yes, they should have.
Because he had a touchdown get called back egregiously.
Okay.
So is it
me, last
back
one.
To me here?
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to get my I have to go hockey here. It's my final pick. I'm going to take Evgeny Malkin. You guys took the two big ones, so I was able to sit back and wait on Geno. Not as many points as what Lemieux or Crosby had, but he did still pull in the Calder, so he was the Rookie of the Year.
He was very good. He was awesome.
20 years old, so I will happily take that as my final pick here.
All right, last one, Sonny Gray.
All right, final one here. I've been making you guys do a little bit of research, but no research needed on this guy. Joe Green.
That's a good pick. That's a very good pick. I'm not going to say he redeemed himself, but he's got two really nice bookends right there. He goes Sid and Joe Green to bookend two guys neither of us has ever heard of. I respect it. You could have picked the jersey you're wearing. He's wearing a TJ Watt jersey. Okay, can I give you the quick hipster pick I had for the Steelers? Kendrell Bell.
I knew that
Kendrell
was going to
Bell.
Be it. Because I also had him.
I think
because he was outstanding as a rookie.
He was defensive rookie of the year.
And he's a true case of great rookie, sucked after
Very
that.
Little happened after it. You're right. Got hurt. That was it.
Yeah, I knew that was your pick.
All right, thank you, Sonny Gray.
Of course.
I don't know. You sounded like you were really confident for a little bit there, but mainly with Sid and with Joe Green. Mel Bennett and Jimmy Williams, an interesting set of picks in the middle there.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.